Mobile.
And Andrew, KO4HKX. Good. Backing into the next to last stop.
I got payroll done, so that's something, right?
That's something to get out of the way. When do you move over to that other position or whatever it was you were going to do?
The 4th, I report to my new area in the new hall, or the new older hall.
Or just a move?
Some people say it's a good thing. Right now, I just feel like it's just a move.
Turn out to be that way.
Yeah, get there and get used to it and get my head wrapped around what they're doing different. And, you know, get myself acclimated to that area and their processes, I'll be fine. But it's just that change and, you know, where I'm at, it's like I said, it's the devil I know. So I know my area enough, well enough. So now I'm just learning something all over again.
So was this move by choice or just made to move?
No.
Understand. But hey, I'm backed in here, so I'm going to hop out and get to these guys so I can finish up today. You be careful on your way in, and I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Good luck to you. KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.
CPA Mobile.
KO4CF, how you doing this afternoon or evening or whatever it is right now?
No, I'm just fine and dandy, I guess. How about yourself? Name here is David. I don't recognize your call.
I don't get on as much as I should in the evening time. Everybody's coming and going. This is Andrew. We've talked a time or two. You're not going to do no tennis match today?
I've considered it. There is a clinic that's in the bubble, which is indoors, at 5:30. And I thought about going to that, but I don't know. I'm not really motivated today. Me and cloudy days don't get along.
I understand that. These are the days we just want to stay home and chill and really not do a whole lot of nothing.
Been watching the, on the, I think it's the Disney Plus channel. Interesting they wound up on Disney, but anyway, I'm watching the Beatles, and it's a three-part, thing, about how they made the, album Get Back, and they worked on some of their other songs too that they did after they broke up, and there it's like each part is over 2 hours long, and they're just sitting in studio, you know, wires going everywhere. It's real messy, and it's not organized like you would. I pictured it in my mind, and but anyway, and they're just sitting there trying to figure out chords and words to the songs, and you know, of course, as a Beatles fan, I already know them. I've played a lot of them, and so I'm sitting there going, you know, figure out the words already. But it's interesting to see how all that came about.
In studio recording, were they like watching them, or did they recreate it to do like a, I guess it's not really a biography, but you know what I mean?
Actually, actual 16mm footage that was taken. It's TV quality. It's not cinema quality, I think. And it's actual live footage of their rehearsals. And, you know, George Harrison, in fact, in the first one, he gets up and walks out. And and quits. He said, I quit the band. And so they had to go talk to him, and first time didn't work out too good. And then they went back a few days later and worked things out, and he came back, and everything seemed to be okay. And they went on with the making of the album, but they would just, you know, they would talk, joke around. They were, you know, sitting around, looked like they were drinking coffee and Lord knows what else. And and they were all smokers back then, so they were all smoking cigarettes. And and sometimes their wives came, and sometimes their kids came, and it was just really interesting.
I might actually have to check that out.
People sound like I am. It's real interesting. I actually had a guy tell me that he didn't think that they made all, that they wrote all this songs. You know, they had like a ghostwriter or something. This absolutely is indisputable footage. And shows them. I mean, sometimes you're sitting there, you know, singing a song, and they don't even know the words because they haven't written them down yet. And they start going la 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 or something else, or they sing different words than what actually the final product was, just to fill in the gaps. But it's just kind of interesting to see how the song started and how it transformed and progressed into a finished product. And George Harrison actually owned a 16-track recorder. The studio they were in only had an 8-track recorder, so he had a more expensive system at his house than they had in the studio. And this was Apple studio.
And I just don't know why. I guess he'd already been doing music before, at least recording, I guess. But that is pretty amazing that he had better equipment than the studio actually had.
Never guessed it. I mean, when they roll in a 32-track recorder, and it was no, wait a minute, I'm wrong. Apple had an 8-track recorder. George had a 16-track recorder. That's what it was. He had a 16-track recorder. And then the Beatles figured out that they were the first group to figure out that they could record on 15 of those tracks and then put all those tracks on one track, on the 16th track, and then start over and do it again on 15 more tracks and just put them on top of each other, and you know, as long as they're in sync. And so they were the first group to ever do that.
Crazy if you think about it, just how they figured out how to do that.
It would call overdubbing or sound on sound. It's, I mean, it's a common thing now. Of course, everything's digital, but it's no big deal. But back then, they were limited, but they overcame those limitations. So it's kind of amazing. But all this leads up to the concert or the performance that they did on top of the building, the Apple building on the roof, where they do play Get Back. And so this is what this whole thing's leading up to at the end of the last segment of it. But anyway, well, I'm going to run in Wally Mart here for a minute, and I'll be back in a few minutes if you're still around. I guess I better go in there because they're not going to bring the stuff out to me. And so I'll say 73 is KB4CBA after yours. I'll be clear after yours.
3-2, it's been good talking to you. I might be around for a few more minutes. Still got my last little bit of interstate travel before I pull in the house, but I don't talk to you. It's definitely been good to talk to you again. So this is KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.